CliffCentral.com.
George Meany's here. It's time for us to talk about cars and everything to do with cars. Did you hear me talking about the rhodium price earlier and
yes.
how catalytic converters are going to be affected by this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think catalytic converters
are
a thing of the past because of electric cars.
Right.
Do you think that's going to legit take, especially in places like South Africa, and how long is that going to take to become? Because it needs to be a thing.
So I was only going to mention this right at the end.
Sorry.
And no, that's fine. Next week, still busy researching it, but next week mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you about something that is brand spanking new. It's going to revolutionize everything to do with cars.
You know, I was reading something the other day about how we use our cars maybe, if you're a normal working person, you use it for an hour maybe in the morning and an hour in the afternoon. Most people are at the office for the day. I'm not talking about people who are on the road selling and that sort of thing. But if that's the case, then for, you know, 22 hours of the day, your car's not being used and you're paying a fortune for it. That's just a very bad investment.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, that's an interesting calculation. I wonder what the rent or the cost per hour of use is.
Well, because it's like, if you had a plane and you actually have a plane. Mm. When you have a plane and you don't fly the plane and it's
Come
not being
on,
used.
Come on, he's got a plane.
I just became more attractive.
God damn it, guys.
So if you have a plane and you don't use it, it costs you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because being on the ground, there are costs and there are maintenance issues, and you need to keep using it in order to keep it in optimal, sort of performance mode.
Mm. Yeah.
So the same should go for cars.
If you leave the engine standing inside, can start to rust.
That's like a utility car that you use for practical purposes. If you've got a car that like brings you, it's entertainment value as well.
I mean, you can still have a recreational car.
But
you
cars are just a shite investment.
It's not an investment.
It's a bugbear thing.
Which is why it's useful to have Auto Trader around to help you calculate these things. But the fact is, like in the future, at some point, we've got to get to a stage where we have communal car sharing.
Yeah.
Where I don't own a car, but if I need one, I can use an app and people will arrive, or the car will arrive without a person in it. I hop in, drops me at work, and then it does work for other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And you pay a minimal cost.
Yeah.
Compared to what you pay today.
So everybody shares the cost. Everybody shares the utility.
Right.
And like
costs come down, and they're less cars.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you totally don't
pollution.
Need as many cars.
Yeah, right. Then we don't have to worry about the electric thing.
Well, it will be an electric car.
Yeah. Probably.
Probably.
Okay,
in the future.
So let me not interrupt your flow of thinking here, because you always bring interesting stuff in for us on a Friday.
What I'm sure you heard about the rally against the petrol price increase.
Yeah, is it gonna make any difference?
I don't think so. Not, you know, the EFF and the UDM are not behind it. So it's really the DA and some of the other smaller parties that are behind it. But they're calling for a 1 rand fuel price decrease.
Really?
The biggest problem here is regulation and taxes. Those are the two biggest problems in our fuel price.
I also don't think people completely comprehend why it's gone up. And there's a part of it that has to do with tax, but there's a part of it that's about the oil price, which is international, which we can do nothing about, and the rand, which we can do nothing about, because that's the government's responsibility to try to at least mediate as small an increase or decrease in those values as possible. It's just not – this government can't. We know they can't run Eskom, so why would they be able to do that?
My layperson's understanding, and I'd like to be corrected on this if it's incorrect, because this has been my perception for years, was that there were tariffs and taxes put on the petrol price to upgrade the roads for the 2010 World Cup. Most of those roads were then not finished in time for the 2010 World Cup, and those upgrades continued for about 3 or 4 years afterwards. Then to pay for the upgrades, they did e-toll. So there was a tax to pay for it, and that tax apparently is still on. So we're still paying the upgrade in time for 2010 tax, which we then had to pay for again with e-tolls, and it's still on
there's
the petrol
also,
price.
As part of this is also the road accident fund.
Exactly. I mean, to put it into perspective, the effect of the tax in South Africa against our neighboring countries. Botswana's a fuel price, 10.91 a litre.
What?
Lesotho's fuel price, 11.05 a litre. Swaziland, 12.78.
Don't bots get it from us, the actual petrol?
Yeah, because you can't charge that tax over the border. So
we bring petrol in and we sell it to bots, and they sell it for significantly less than we do to the people.
Exactly, exactly. So
it almost makes more sense to fill your car up in Botswana and come back.
Drive.
Some people do that, believe
people,
it or not.
I would imagine people do
some
that.
Some people do that. No, it's exactly right. So the tax, I mean, the two things in our control, deregulation, create competition, and tax, bring the tax down. But as you say, I don't think the government can do it.
No, because they also don't know how to get, they don't know how to squeeze more money out of people. So this is a great way for them to say, no, but we haven't put up taxes.
So we're still paying, in other words, the upgrade the roads for the World Cup tax.
And the road accident fund, which, by the way, is also bankrupt. So figure that one out.
Well, I mean, all the ambulance chasers that are trying to get the money out of the accident fund is...
depleted it.
Exactly.
All right, what else?
So BMW M2 competition set a bizarre world record by popping balloons. A few weeks ago, BMW released a mysterious teaser video suggesting that the BMW M2 competition had set a new world record. The full video then was released, and it turned out that rather than attempting a speed record or something of that sort, BMW used this M2 competition to break a balloon popping record previously set by a human being. So the way they do this, they put lasers in front of the car and then drift this car around a big M for M Sport, and popped as many balloons as it could in 60 seconds, and it popped 79. The previous world record was
an interesting trick for a car to pull.
Surely you can't battle a person's world record with a machine.
Well, I suppose it was allowed.
That takes some skill.
Takes some skill.
Like the weight pulling world record set by some heavyset East European dude has now been beaten by a tractor. Like,
yeah, but in this case, popping balloons is quite a lot more delicate in operation.
Yeah, exactly. And but I mean, there's a human behind the wheel.
I see what your point is. It's a harder thing to do with a car than it is with with boredom and a needle.
Well, the previous guy set the record by using a laser as well. So if you think about this guy was driving a car fitted with lasers. So
skills are required.
It's a lot harder. And then I'm sure you've heard about the Red Bull kart race.
Yeah, it's a good draw that.
This is where they make just all kinds of vehicles, and you're allowed to go as crazy as you want. Can look ridiculous.
They used to do it.
Yeah, they used to do it in 2010.
And if they drive had into a vehicle in there,
and they drive into like lakes and things, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
They did it down Jan Smuts by where Zoo Lake is. We did it years ago, and back when FHM was a thing and a good thing. A bunch of students, we sponsored a bunch of students, and they made like this total bullet. It was so badass. And then one of the wheels just wasn't aligned right, and it veered left, so it fucked off down the straight. Was there because I mean, like, you've got like, you had like 30 or 40 vehicles, and some of them just are designed not to win. They're designed to be spectacularly inefficient
crash.
So there's only maybe like 5 or 6 that go as if like, shit, these oaks are in it to win it. And our little oak went, and he was in the top 3 neck and neck, completely in the running, and then suddenly just went left and left and left and left and hit the barrier, and that was the end of the job. Well, that was cool.
People,
it was a good fun
people thing. Come to this to watch the crashing. That's what they come for.
It was a whole day around. Thousands of people.
So it's happening down Sandton Drive.
You know who they should get to do these? Seriously. And you're going to laugh at me, but I think it's a great idea. You know these guys who pile the rubbish on those trolleys?
Yeah. Oh, they are good.
Those guys
should be
the
drivers.
I'll tell you what, and they have those little trolley wheels, which are the most unsophisticated steering mechanism in the history of humanity, and they manage to guide these things at speed down some very busy roads.
In Cape Town, those like informal business dudes who have their whole shop in like a really unstable wire cage with tiny wheels, and they're like skateboarded up the hills and then freewheel it down the hills, and people hoot at them because they're dicks.
Yeah,
like,
those are the guys.
Those guys would be good drivers.
They could build some mean things.
So I'm excited to actually go and see this and down Sandton Drive.
When are they doing it?
And they are doing it in September.
Nice. I'll go to that.
Yeah, 16th of September.
That'll be fun to watch.
Exactly.
Are you going to put a cart in the running?
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask me that because I'm thinking about it. You know, but you've got to build this thing.
Let's get a wheelbarrow with a lawnmower engine.
Maybe Auto Trader and Cliff Central should team up to build this.
It doesn't have an engine.
Yeah, but I mean, see, it can drive. He's nice and light.
No, but you don't want light. It's a downhill straight race.
You want heavy.
And it doesn't have an engine.
So we want Gord.
Gord can race. He's not light.
Yeah, I'm not light. I'm not heavy. I'm your brother, man. Just put the heaviest thing as possible with some nice, like, not veering left wheels and let it gravity down the hill.
Let's just fill a rubbish bag with lead sinkers.
We should actually
put it on a trolley.
I would prefer to be the actually go for spectacularly inefficient. Let's have an actual jacuzzi, a working jacuzzi with wheels, a jacuzzi down the while drinking.
a bakuzzi, a Red Bull.
Not a bakuzzi, like an actual top of the line with jets. It must work.
And but you imagine how that water would gain momentum down that freaking hill.
You'd win. The problem would be stopping.
All right, so they're going to do it down Sanson Drive.
Yes, down past the American Embassy.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, that is Sanson.
So up
road.
From Discovery, steep. From Discovery all the way down to.
It's not the smoothest road.
They're near Ben's house.
A big public gathering near an American embassy. What could go wrong?
Oh, well, let me tell you a story. So we had an event at the Radisson Blue about a month or two ago.
Uh-huh.
You were at the event, yes.
Right.
So we wanted to get some footage of the Radisson Blue, so we had to use a drone. To get some footage of the Radisson Blue for our video, and we were kindly told that you're not allowed to go past a particular street with that drone because the American Embassy will have a shit fit.
Because you can't.
And they'll know. They've got drone detection.
I don't get this because there's an apartment block that overlooks directly onto the embassy. So what are we not seeing?
I don't know.
I think it's more having something flying, like independently able to fly. In
but
and
it's
around.
Essentially, you can't surveillance. I mean, I get the laws, but it's just such stupidity. There's this towering office park, there's the Discovery building, and then there's this apartment block, I think, where Grace used his extension cable, overlooking the embassy.
Yeah, but their problem with drones flying near or over there might be more to do with that than surveillance. God, I can't get that sentence out.
Dropping things.
Yeah, flying something in.
Yeah. All right, George.
That's it.
Always good to see you. It means it's Friday. We're all going to have a nice weekend.
Make sure you have your year next week because I have something big to tell you.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do next week because Thursday is a public holiday.
Ah.
So we may just have to postpone it to the week after.
Ah, okay. Well, then we can do that because I don't think this is going anywhere.
George, I'm legitimately in the market. I want to buy.
Please take this offline.
Afterwards.
We don't want to hear about your boring car selection.
I just want to know what's a.
It's probably a NOS.
Be helpful to other people as well.
NOS GTI. You've got 1 minute. Go.
I just want to know what's a really good entry level car if you want a nice automatic transmission car, but are not looking for anything especially flashy. Just something comfortable, nice, and has a good automatic transmission.
Probably VW.
What?
VW.
Okay.
CliffCentral.com.